I am so blessed. I have Eric Lee in our studio. He just walked in the door.
Surprise! Happy Aloha Friday, everybody!
Yes.
I didn't want to call in. I wanted to come in.
I'm so glad.
I like look at you when I talk
to
you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I really like that.
It's been a minute, right?
Yes. Yeah.
How's it, Koi? Good morning. You guys up? Time to wake up.
That's right.
Yeah, the chicken's up already.
So Eric is on island, and he is going to be performing on Monday night with Moon and Moon Kawakahi and Mel Amina.
Oh yeah, Hamels.
Oh yeah,
legendary Hamels.
This is three.
I gotta keep
really,
up with these guys.
Three really amazing Hawaiian music artists who've been really pivotal in shaping our music scene here in Hawaii.
My goodness.
Eric Lee, you have been performing over 30 years, and I'm so excited to see
you
again.
You know, it's exciting when you think about it, but then when you say it out loud, then you feel like, wow, you old. Oh, my goodness. It's like, but no, wow, what a journey it has been. And this is not like, I'm not, you know, making an end of career speech, but it's just like, you know, to take the time to look back at 30 years, my goodness, what a blessing and what a joy. It has been, it still is, and it's going to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So mahalo to you guys and everybody for supporting the music, Hawaiian music, and, you know, and more in particular, my journey. Thank you so much for supporting my music. You guys play me all the time, and it's going to make me cry. Oh. Thank you.
But, you know, that's our mission here. Yeah. Our mission here is to support Hawaiian music, Hawaiian culture, Hawaiian language.
Awesome.
Things going on our island, things going on in Hawaii. You know, we are community radio here. And so anyway, I'm really glad that you're here, and I can't wait hear what. So the theme, this session or this series is Significant Songs in Hawaii. And so what are you guys going to be talking about and playing?
It focuses on... Well, the theme for this coming Monday is going to be places around Kauai and Hawaii as a whole. So, my goodness, you know, when just that theme alone just covers a whole spectrum of songs, because so many songs highlight places that set the story. You know, even if it's a love story, there's always a reference to. Usually, more cases than not, there's always a reference to a place. You know, you're not just speaking about a love affair or symbolically comparing someone to someone else or honoring a person. There's always a reference to, most times than not, there's always a reference to a place. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, just my goodness, you know, the options, the list of choices is just almost infinite. And but, you know, I mean, we're going to just approach it with just open aloha. You know, we're going to show up. We're in for just having a good time.
Yeah.
And, you know, when myself just looking at 30 years of music, and then you put together these legends like Mel Amina, Moon Kawakahi, just collectively the three of us can just go on for days.
I bet.
You know, sharing music of different places and the stories. My goodness, playing with these guys from time to time is such a joy because they have so many enriching stories to share that segue into their songs. And then by the time you hear the song, you're already just all just melted into the setting. And and hearing the songs is just like the icing on the cake. It's like, oh, you know, just hearing that story in song format just coming out and being delivered and performed so beautifully. Always a thrill, always a joy to be jamming with these guys.
Oh, yeah. I can't even imagine. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You're in for it when you come Monday, right?
Yes, we're both coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Michael
Better
even,
Mike is over here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to come on, honey?
Come.
Put your earphones on. I'm going to...
Put your cans on and join the party.
Hello.
There you go.
Good morning.
Oh my God, I'm Mike over here. Michael Keale,
everybody. Aloha, Kauai.
Yeah. It's going to be a great night on Monday night. It is going to be a Kanakapila Kako at the Kauai Beach Resort, and that's located 2 miles north of the Lihue Airport. It's right on the ocean. Oh. It's a fantastic jasmine ballroom. It is a little chilly in there, so I want to remind everyone to bring a sweater. It's a large ballroom, and it's going
to
be
jam-packed. So who are you referring to? You're referring to like the visitors? The Malihini or the Kama'aina?
No.
You know, us islanders, and I keep telling these people when I do my shows, like the visitors that come, I say, you know, that's us islanders. We have a different idea of what the word code means.
Yeah.
You know, and the mainlanders, they're kind of looking at us like, huh? What you talking about? And I'll tell the story. Like I'll do songs like Waikiki, you know, the story of Andy Cummings when they went on their tour to the northern part of the United States. And they was in Michigan, and they was in the middle of winter. And I said, and this is where I talk about the cold. I said, you know, us islanders, when you look at the thermostat and it starts creeping towards 70, we're grabbing the thermal gear already. Oh, honey, it's chilly. It's chilly. Turn the fan off. Close the door. My wife was like, kind of cold, huh? I was like, no, I'm actually comfortable. But you know, no. Yeah, but the thermostat coming down to 70, we're grabbing a jacket already. And the visitors, they're laughing. And I said, yeah, you can, please do. You are entitled to laugh at our expense because we have no idea what the word cold means. And then, but when you go into like a AC room and, you know, turn the thermostat down to like 65, it's like, oh, wow, it's like an igloo in here. And the mainlanders, this is comfortable, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, it depends who you're talking to. It's going to be cold. Cold for who?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Yeah, I always kind of run cold. Michael always runs hot, so,
yeah,
you know.
See? That's hot-blooded guys, yeah?
Yeah.
But last night at the West End, I got cold. Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing we live like right around the corner. I grab my jacket.
I guess we'll find out, right? We'll find out.
Yeah, that room, because it's such a big room and they turn the thermostat that way down. So,
past 70.
Yes.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
But anyway, the music is going to warm you up.
Yeah,
it's going to be so much fun. You're going to learn so much. But just to have you three on the stage is just magnificent.
It's going to be a great time. We're looking forward to it.
It's going to be really, really a wonderful night. And
you know, I wanted to come up ahead of time and just hang out with you guys and be on air, you know, to talk about the show that's coming up. The guys are coming up on Monday afternoon, so we're going to pick them up and then, you know, have a blast with you guys.
Yeah.
Have a blast with Cody. It's been a while since we've been here, so, you know, we got some time to make up.
Yeah. It's going to be good fun. Good
and
fun.
And I want to say hello to Auntie Carol.
Yes.
Auntie Carol Yotsuda. Mahalo for, you know, all these years of doing this. This is my third EKK visit.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I was here was a few years back. I'm not going to say exactly when, but I was with Palani Vaughn.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then the second time I came back when I went solo. I was doing my solo career, so I had a chance. Auntie Carol had invited me to share some of my music. So that was a great time and a learning experience for me because I was just figuring it out as a soloist. All these years I've been with groups, you know, performing in groups.
Right.
So now when you're the soloist, it's like you in a hot seat, brother. You in a hot seat. So all eyes and all ears on you.
Yeah.
You know, so no mess up, eh? So, but now, you know, this third time around, I get to share it with some great dear friends of mine, you know, Melamina and Moon Kaukai. All, you know, both of them came from the same beginnings at one point, you know, both legendary members of the Mokaha Sons of Ni'ihau.
Right.
And of course, Melamina ventured off and built Three Scoops of Aloha.
Right.
So, you know, he's got another path of stories and history and legacy that he can bring to the table. And of course, Moon was there from the beginning, Mokaha Sons of Ni'ihau. I transitioned into the Mokaha Sons, and then, you know, he retired and became he retired full time music and became a full time day worker at the Liliuokalani Trust.
Wow!
So, another bunch of stories for him to share. So, you know, all three of us bringing that to the table. So it's going to be a great night. Looking forward to it.
It's going
to
be a really unforgettable evening. I can't wait. So that's next Monday night.
Yeah,
this coming Monday. The doors open at 5 o'clock. I believe there'll be like an ukulele circle that starts at 5:15. I think the show starts at 6. And I believe there's tickets available at Eventbrite. I normally get mine at the door, but I think people can get them early as well at Eventbrite. And it's, they do have some food available. There's a bar inside. So there's food and beverages. There's some crafts there. And there's also going to be an ukulele giveaway. So there'll be an opportunity for people to, I think it's like $5 for a ticket. And
you had me at food already. I would have been there for food. Yeah, I was like, wow, food. Okay, so something.
Yeah, gotta have food. Gotta have food.
Yeah, it's gonna be a great time.
It's gonna be really fun. And gosh, you guys just, I don't even have the words. I can't capture. Because you know, it's huge.
Sometimes you cannot put it into words. It's just an expression of emotions and feelings.
Yeah.
You know, so to those that are thinking about going, you probably should be there. And those that not going to be there, you're going to miss out because everybody there is going to be like, it's one of those things that I cannot explain to you. And it's not tooting horns or anything. You know, just any musical Hawaiian experience I look forward to, because I still consider myself a fan of all those other artists out there. Mm-hmm. You know, I love the opportunity to be there and just sit back and watch their art in play and then listen to their stories. You know, even though I'm on Oahu, you know, I'll tune into your show and then I'll hear all the other artists that were tuning in, calling in and talking about their upcoming Monday EKK performance and sharing a little bit of what they're in, the audience would be in store for, and just be like, wow, you know, this is awesome. This is awesome. Who wouldn't want to miss this opportunity? And, you know, going back to the expression in words, sometimes you cannot put it into words. It's just, you just have to be there to experience it.
I think so. And this is the 41st year that Carol has presented this gift to our community. 41st year, yeah.
Awesome.
41 years, we have been so blessed on this island. We are the only island that has this special opportunity to meet these legends in music, to share their mana'o, to just be in the presence of greatness and humbleness and magic, you know. And I'm just so happy. I'm so happy to be part of it and to be able to talk to everybody before they come and let our listeners know this is something you don't want to miss. This is something that's really wonderful. And so
and
we just
want to
invite everybody. Come.
You know, it's my third time coming back. And the first time, like I said, I was with Paulani Vaughn. And Paulani Vaughn, unfortunately, is no longer with us.
Yeah.
But if you were there that night, you had an opportunity to experience his music firsthand, to hear his stories firsthand. The intimacy of the crowd and the artist engaging. You cannot refabricate that. You know, it's one of those that, you know, and especially with Hawaiian music and Hawaiian storytelling, you know, a lot of it is just going from the na'au and just sharing the mana on the spot. Something inspiring, you know, something that moved you. Everything is just flowing in real time. And it's just coming from the heart. You know, it's not scripted. It's not, you know, sometimes it's practice. You know, if you don't, talking about an artist like Paulani Vaughn or Moon Kaukai Milam, you know, who have been doing these performances and sharing these stories for years, then of course, saying the story again may sound a little bit on the repetitiveness, but it's only because they've been sharing these stories so much that they know the story. You know, they live the story. So telling the story from beginning to end, they know what they want to share and the specific details that they want to share about the story. But for the audience perspective, you're getting an organic engagement of Hawaiian storytelling and song performance. And, you know, it doesn't get any more juicier than that.
Yeah.
You know, more ono than that. Mm-hmm. Than just taking it in this intimate moment, because one day they're not gonna be there anymore,
right?
And all you have is the memories to hold on to of that intimacy, and I think that's the most beautiful thing.
It is
carrying those memories.
That's so
with you.
True. That's so true.
Yeah,
so many wonderful nights at EKK over the years.
Yes,
and I look forward to Monday night. And I wanted to also mention, talking about the Makaha Sons after John Coco. Then you were invited to join the Makaha Sons, and you performed with them for a while, too.
Yeah, it was a beautiful brief chapter in my life. You know, they were touring extensively, and we knew John had some health problems. I mean, he was dealing from his younger days, but it seemed to have kind of taken a turn for the worse at one point. And then I remember getting the call from Moon, and he was like, "Hey, how often do you go to Japan?" And I was like, "Oh, not as often as I'd like, but yeah, I'm game to go to Japan." And he goes, "Okay, good. Next question. How's your bass playing skills?" And then I was like, "Wait, huh?" And then that would kind of click. And I was like, "Well, what's wrong with Brother John?" And he's like, "Well, he's not well, and he needs to take care of some personal, some business, some health issues." And I was like, "Okay." So we had arranged that I would come over to Moon's house and then go over some music and learn John's parts to kind of just sub for him until he can get better, right? Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, that was a Saturday I got the call from Moon. And then that Monday, John had passed away. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that it was that bad. You know, and my heart broke for him and for the family. And, of course, for the music, the legacy of the Makassans, you know. Yeah, they lost another member of the band, you know. And when I came over to Moon's house, it was kind of a more of a surreal moment, but it was like, you know, I thought I was just going to be filling in for him for a little bit, but now it's more like, now you kind of accepting this kuleana,
right,
of, you know, helping to carry on the sound and the legacy.
Right.
You know, the story is going to go into a new chapter now for the Makassans and Iho. And so, yeah, and from there, and then eventually Moon was like, you know, he made a big announcement, inducted me as an official member of the group and everything. So it was quite an honor, you know. And just wow, you know, one of those times in your life when you're just like, wow.
Yeah, what a chapter.
What a chapter.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'll always treasure that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have nothing but love and respect for all the guys, you know, who have come, gone, or still there, or have rejoined the band, because now the Makassans is a new chapter now that Moon has retired from the full-time music. So now Jerome took over the mantle of leadership.
Right.
So he got the kuleana now. To fill the leadership shoes, and, you know, and also carry on that legacy along with new members Hanale Ka'anapu and Kimo Artis. So just wow, love and respect for those guys carrying the torch and moving on into the next chapter.
Yeah, they really keep that sound.
Yeah.
Pristine.
Yeah.
You know, just exactly how, I mean, you can't do it exactly, but close.
Well, it's there's always going to be an evolution, right. You know. There's always going to be a new turn and a new maturity cycle, you know. As members come and go, the sound is going to evolve, is going to, you know, metamorphosize into something new, and, you know, just keep it positive and keep it true and keep it true to what the Makassans and the Makassans of Ni'iha's legacy has been all about, you know, performing traditional Hawaiian music, carrying it into tomorrow with a new flavor of sound.
Right.
And the unique harmonies that they possess.
Yeah, very unique harmonies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Their music always touched me very deeply. And we loved John. We went to, remember, Michael, we saw John.
Yeah, I think it was the year, right, a couple of years before. And, you know, it's just, you could see he wasn't the same. But, you know, that legacy that Eric was talking about, you know, with the Makassans, the present group right now, they still have one of the original band members, Jerry Coco.
Yeah.
And he has that knowledge, he has that mana to express as an original member of the group. And then the other two, you know, had their own little, you know, as you said, evolution takes over. But
contribute their own flavor and their own mana, yeah?
Exactly, yeah. And then you have a nice, beautiful sound.
Yeah, Yep, that sound is really, I love their sound. I have to take a station break here. So you're listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, Kauai Community Radio. My name is Linda Lester K. Ali, and I've got in the studio here Eric Lee and Michael K. Ali. We're having a little party here in the station. We got some lights.
What time the food coming?
Yeah. We got some lights and action. Yeah. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in this morning to Mele no Kauai. Mele no Kauai is made possible by KKCR sustaining members in partnership with the Healthy Hut in Kilauea and Java Kai. And we say mahalo nui loa. And I'm going to get back to talking with Eric Lee.
Hi.
What a treat. What a treat to have you here.
Aloha.
And Michael. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Linda, my wife. Hi, honey.
You guys are so cute. Yeah. I should interview you guys.
Yeah, we have a good time.
You know what we should do? Let's see if Eric wants to play. You like play one song?
Sure. I just happen to have a guitar right here.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Let's hear a little music from Spontaneous Action here.
Spontaneous Action. Oh, my goodness.
We're in for a treat.
Any requests? Your listeners? Chime in.
Chime in.
Yeah, the number here is 808-826-7771. If you have a request for a song that you'd like to hear from Eric Lee, then you call right now.
No hard ones, okay? Wait, hold on. I got to tune the guitar. Wait a minute.
Okay. So Eric is here.
Fresh off the plane.
He's going to... Yeah, he is fresh off the plane, and he got up super early.
It was worth it. I said, come to the radio station. Okay, what time are we waking up? 3:00. Okay, here we go.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So he is going to be performing at E Kanikapila Kako next Monday night along with Moon Kavokahi and Mel Amina. It's going to be an absolutely fabulous evening, as all of them are, but this is going to be really special as they present their program. This is the finale of this year's E Kanikapila Kako. Are you ready, Eric?
I'm ready. You ready?
I'll follow you.
Okay.
He's going to back me up way back.
Okay.
Wow. Aloha Kauai. Such a wonderful opportunity to be here. Mahalo to Linda for having me here in studio. Mahalo, Brother Mike, for picking me up, because otherwise, you know, I would have practiced thumb exercises, you know. Can you take me to the station now? Well, you know, we're waking up on this beautiful Aloha Friday, but you know what? Doesn't matter what kind of a weather condition we have. We're looking left. We're looking right. We're looking all around. It's a beautiful day in Hawaii. It's a beautiful day here in Hawaii. It's a beautiful day when you're greeted in the Hawaiian way. It's a beautiful day here in Hawaii. Oh, it's a beautiful day when you hear the people say, Aloha kakahiaka pehe, good morning, how do you do? Ila mai ka ia oi, may you have a good day too. Why? Cause it's a beautiful day, that's right, here in Hawaii. Oh, it's a beautiful day when you greet it in the Hawaiian way with a shaka. It's a beautiful day here in Hawaii. Oh, it's a beautiful day when you hear the people say, my favorite part of the day, Ui, pehe, e aikako, e how's it, bruh? Let's go grind. Shoo. Ooh, ka ono, e ai apiha, no be late, there'll be nothing left behind. That's right, and everybody gonna be like, oh, poutine. But that's okay, because you know why? It's still a beautiful day here in Hawaii.
Hey, it's a beautiful day to be greeted in the Hawaiian way with aloha. It's a beautiful day here in Hawaii. Oh, it's a beautiful day when you hear the people say, Ikala apopo e hana hukaua, tomorrow let's do it all again. E mala mapono ahui hoaku, take care till I see you again. When it's a beautiful day here in Hawaii, it's gonna be a beautiful day. On Monday at EKK. That's right, it's a beautiful day here in Hawaii. Let's all make a beautiful day when I greet you in the Hawaiian way, and then you greet me in the Hawaiian way. We show aloha, that's the Hawaiian way. Aloha.
Oh, that's
and
so
extra bonus points if you do it to someone you don't know.
Ooh, yeah.
And you'd be amazed at the impact, the positive impact you would have on that person's life. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. Share aloha, right, brother Mike?
Right on.
That's right. Because aloha is. Right?
There you go.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. I love that. That's such a great song. You know,
and the message is very simple. Mm-hmm. You know, and some people may think it's silly, you know, doing these everyday Hawaiian phrases, and you know, you perform it in a way to have fun with it so that it becomes infectious and enjoyable in hopes that they pick it up quick. I mean, some of the phrases may be too hard to pick up at the first round. But the fact is, you know, you're just sharing aloha. You know, the foundations of the aloha spirit is, you know, it's not like, again, going back to, it's not something you can really explain in words. It's something you have to feel. And I think that's why a lot of our visitors, when they come here, they feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't explain it. You don't say what it is. They just, they know what it is. They feel it. And that's what draws them to come back all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so true.
Yeah.
That's sometimes they'll just, you look out in your audience. And I don't know what's happened to you. We're talking about it where you see them in tears.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, you're not explaining what aloha is, but just by your actions and even the song, maybe the tune of the song and how the words meld with the tune.
Yeah.
And then they're looking at your face and it's
That's the channeling of aloha.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and you just delivering that through your storytelling, your music performance, they see you, you know, just exuding that, right? You know, and they feel it too. That's aloha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful thing.
You can't find it anywhere else.
Nope.
It's really exclusive to Hawaii people. And I think that it's such a gift, such a blessing too.
I love when you stop the music while you were singing that, and you added those phrases.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you got to plug them somewhere, right? You got to make room for a plug.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
what
you're
going to say.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
perfect.
I want to give a shout out to our listeners in across the United States and in Canada and in Germany and France.
Wow, awesome.
India.
Reaching a lot
thank
of
you
aloha.
So much.
Aloha to you guys.
Yeah, thank
thanks
you
for
so
tuning in. Yeah, yeah. Being you're part of our aloha here.
You're listening to Kauai Community Radio, Talking Story with Eric Lee and Michael K. Ali. My name is Linda Lester K. Ali. Thanks for joining us this morning here on this beautiful Aloha Friday. It is March the 22nd, and I'll be here until 9 o'clock, and then Annie will be here with her Talk Story series, and then it's a beautiful day.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful
Aloha
day.
Aloha Friday continues on.
And I love to start the morning with Hawaiian music, and so I'm going to play a chant here. This is Kumuhula Helani Yun, and if you were at EKK last Monday, she presented some of her amazing art of hula, and her niece Kainani Kahonaile was there, and a lot of Kainani's family were there. So I wanted to give a shout out to Heilani Yun, and so I'm going to play two songs. This is going out to my mom, Good morning, Mom. I love you. I can't wait to see you. So I'm going to play a song, and then we'll be back and talk some story, some more story. This is Heilaniun, followed by Kainani Kahonaile, followed by Lady Ipo Kahonaile Ferreira.
Hilua kaha he mea kupai anaha I hono ke pa mai nei ka maka ni kolona he hiki ke lohe ka nau e o ke kai e I e ho ma kau kau ai e pi I ana I ka nā hele hele
Epi na itana hele hele lai Hei hei ai kawa iki nila ea Nana haya o pianda kalanila Ike la madulu luma e mae
Epi
Epi na itana hele hele lai Hei hei ai kawa iki nila ea Nana haya o pianda kalanila Ike la madulu
Ai, hano hano e ka uka o pihana kalani Hano hano e ka uka pihana kalani Ka leo ka ohe kani ka vi Hano hano e ka uka pihana kalani Ka leo ka ohe kani ka vi Nana e ho o ipo ipo ke aloha Aloha ao ka ili lau o ke kōaha e Nana e ho o ipo ipo ke aloha Aloha ao ka ili lau o ke kōaha e Ke kuini o ka home laha o na mahanu Ke ala anu he apua mo ki hanaha e Ke kuini o ka home laha o na manu Ke ala anu he apua mo ki hanaha e E kona pili ahi no ta vai kini E uila e ka luna vai ale ale E kona pili ahi no ka vai kini E uila e ka luna vai ale ale Aina ia mai ka wahine e Hali ala ula ni ko ino ala e ie Aina ia mai ka wahine e Hali ala ula ni ko ino ala e ie Ai e ino ano Hali alau lani e o mai e
mahalo i ka noe au o hotura ni taene vai mai pili vale ya pili lani kalai mahalo i ka noe au o hotura ni taene ani ani mai o maku Kau kalei anu enu e Ani ani mai o makua Ena ue a engi waipa Akalupu ae hoheno ne Kau kalei
Kawaii o kuu aina Ivili a me ka maile lauli ka pua mo ki hana
Kila kila
Aloha kakahi a kakako. You're listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, your Kauai Community Radio. My name is Linda Lester Keali, and it is 8:30 in the morning. It is March 22nd. Mahalo nui loa for joining me this morning from Melano Kauai. And I'm so delighted. I am so excited to have Eric Lee right here in front of me in person on
Surprise.
The radio. Yeah, he was. I invited him to call in at 8:15, and he showed up at 7:30 in person.
Yeah.
Fresh out the plane. Yeah.
Here I am. Yes. Let me call now. You just talk story. I want to see your pretty eyes.
Oh, I just, you know, I love the in-person talk stories because you can the energy flows, you know. And I'm always delighted to talk to anybody on the phone because not everybody can be here.
Right.
But gosh, I was really
I
thrilled.
I had the opportunity. Yeah. I'm going to take that opportunity.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It's a beautiful day
here in Hawaii.
Yes. Happy Aloha Friday, everyone. And Eric, I wanted to kind of pick your brain a little bit about Kanilea.
Oh, the Kanilea Collection, my first band, and that was the start of my professional career, the start of my 30-year journey. One of the members, the leader of the band, Jay Kauka, who is a prolific songwriter, wrote many beautiful songs, in particular for the Casamaro brothers, the brothers Casamaro. He wrote songs like Kawai Lele Onu'uanu, Hey Beauty Vale Oi, Hale Akala, and a few others too. And he was teaching up at Kamehameha Schools, which is where I went to school. And I wanted to start exploring songwriting because I took a Hawaiian... I was kind of a late bloomer when it came to being involved in Hawaiian music. I got into Hawaiian music right about the latter half of my sophomore year, going into my junior year. And in my senior year, I took a Hawaiian language class. Nowadays, everyone is learning Hawaiian and everyone is speaking Hawaiian, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing. In my day, Hawaiian language was on the uprise, and it was offered as classes. Now it's offered as school curriculum.
I'm so happy about
awesome.
That. Yes.
Crazy awesome. Mm-hmm. And so I started to take Hawaiian language in my senior year. And then when I was exploring songwriting, I've been tampering with songwriting. Me and a good friend of mine growing up, we started like in 7th to 8th grade. We're trying to write songs and create stuff. And so when it came to Hawaiian songwriting, it was like a different animal to me. And one of my teachers said, hey, you should go see Jay Kauka, who's a teacher up here. And he's written Hawaiian songs professionally for the brothers Casamaro. And I'm like, wow, really? And so I introduced myself to him. And he was very warm to me, taking me in. He saw me as, you know, one of the students in high school that was learning to play guitar and pretty, you know, excelling at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he would be like, okay, well, we'll do a trade. I'll share some of my insight of Hawaiian songwriting with you if you show me some of your guitar licks. And I was like, wait, aren't you a guitar player? Don't you know? And
mm-hmm.
I was like, cool. So it became, you know, a very cool relationship, you know, the learning from the teacher in a very ironic way in a school setting, you know, where he was teaching me something that the school wasn't offering, you know, Hawaiian music songwriting. And we became good friends. And then when I graduated, we decided to continue collaborating and we decided to form a band. And originally it was called the Kanilea Connection.
Oh.
Yeah. It was originally called the Kanilea Connection.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a third member with us who was an awesome, awesome ukulele player and slacky guitar player. But he decided to take a career in the military. He joined the military and went mm-hmm. into training and everything like that. So again, we're back to a duo. And then Jay met Brian Merzberg and introduced Brian to me. And, you know, we met for a few rehearsals, went over some songs and started working on some material. And Jay had this idea of calling it the Kanilea Collection. And the name in itself tells the story of Kanilea meaning happy sounds, which is stuff that we love to do. We love to play happy music. But, you know, it's kind of a collection of music that we gather from the monarchy era and some original songs that we've contributed as well to the group, too. So he had this idea, the concept of the collection part to the name. And we entered this Hawaiian acoustic competition, Hawaiian acoustic band performance competition called Kahimeni Ana.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, it was held at Orvis Auditorium at UH Manoa. Later on, it carried on to Hawaii Theater. But we were at UH Manoa and we entered our first time. We performed two songs. One was Ko Mai Ho Eu Eu. And the other one was Makalapua. And much to our shocking, amazing surprise, we took first place. And that was kind of our boost of confidence to say, hey, I think we could step this up and take this to the professional level. So we went into the recording studio the following year. And those two songs were featured on our debut CD, along with other songs from the monarchy era and some originals that we've each contributed to mm-hmm. to the CD. So that was my debut into the professional music industry. My 19-year-old self is immortalized on that recording. And there's a song that I contributed that I wrote entitled Nanaulu Ha'i o Ma'ili. And again, I was still learning the fundamentals of Hawaiian poetry and songwriting. And so Jay had enlisted the help of a mutual friend of ours, Haila Mafardin, who was also teaching up at Kamehameha Schools, and gave him my song. And he took the song, the mana'o behind it, because I wrote it for where I grew up. I grew mm-hmm. up in a small town on Oahu, on the Waianae side, on the Waianae coast, in a little town called Ma'ili. And Ma'ili is well known for its beaches and the popular waves. We had bodyboarding contests there, surf boogie boarding contests. And my brothers were, I grew up with two older brothers and an older sister. I'm the youngest of four. My older brothers were kind of the Ma'ili beach bums over there. They would go to the beach every day after school, on the weekends, whenever they had a chance. And, you know, they would always surf the waves. So I wrote this song kind of with that thought mm-hmm. in mind. And so Hailama took the song and he used a lot of olelo no'eo, Hawaiian proverbs, in the songs and fixed up the lyrics and became what it is. And so because my song, the music I composed for the song was such a high energy vibe to it, you know, simulating the crashing of the waves and the rolling current and the roughness of the waters and the breaking on the reef and everything. You can hear that in the drive of the music. And we were fans of the Sunday Manoa, Jay Kalka in particular, because he grew up with those band influences, you know, the Sunday Manoa that eventually became separated into the Peter Moon Band and the Brothers Casamaro. And so he had this idea of inviting Peter into the studio to record with us on that song. And so bringing this monster legend into the studio,
like, whoa.
You know, and he had this idea, okay, Eric, you're going to do a guitar solo, and then the next solo is going to be Peter, and then the next solo, the two of you guys are just going to jam together on it. And I'm like, whoa. You know, so this kid with this monster legend guitar player, you know, together on the same song, it was such a thrill.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's Nana Aloha Iomei. You're going to hear my guitar solo, and then you're going to hear Peter Moon's guitar solo. And I'm sure you'll know which one is Peter. you know, you got this 19-year-old kid on the guitar, you know, just jamming away on what he thinks is pretty cool stuff. And then you got Peter like, hold my guitar case, kid. Let me show you how it's really done. And then he just wails on the guitar. And then the second solo is the two of us doing kind of a guitar duet solo. Unbelievable experience.
Wow. Okay. Let's hear it right now. Laila ka ua e pai aku e ki o vale hoki e ka le hae He kūpolu nei nā kanuku e mai he te hoi āhātāma O haki nā hoki ka papahe e nalu he mālama I ko vahi pāpā
E nalu maa I ke kai E kūpolo nei mā kanuku e Mai he te oi āha māma O haki nō hoki ka papa E nalu e mālama I ko wahi pāpā
Oh, happy no, he can't pop my head in a loop.
maala mai ko vahi pāpā. E kūpolo nei makanu kuei, mai he te hoi aha vāvā. O haki no hoki ka papa he te nalu, e maala mai ko vahi pāpā.
Wow. Oh my gosh. I would have been flying.
You could tell, right? Which one was Peter?
My gosh. Wow.
You know,
what an exciting song. You could that was amazing.
Thank
that
you,
was amazing.
Mahalo.
And you were just a small kid, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kid from Wayne.
Wow. Like, oh my gosh.
You know, and I wasn't really a lead player until Kanaila Collection came in. I was always just a rhythm guy, you know, just loved to strum along, you know, chalangalang and jamming. But then when it came to Kanaila Collection, the third guy that I told you about before, when it was Kanaila Connection, he was the slack key and ukulele innovator, and, you know, he knew all these licks and riffs and everything. But then when he went off to the military and then Brian came in, Brian was also a rhythm player. And so Jay kind of looked at me and he was like, "You're it, kid, you know. Start learning those licks."
Wow.
And I was like, "What?"
Wow.
So I had to learn how to play solos and learn how to jam and learn how to riff and everything. It was not easy. You know, you had to kind of, I guess, develop a new technique, a new concept of your approach to music. But, you know, it's a healthy tool to have now.
Yes.
Because now you have this diversity of skill. You know, you can play rhythm, but then you also have the ability to play solos or leads or, you know, coloring riffs if you needed to, if you're a part of an ensemble. But I also had to learn the disciplines that came with that as well. You know, for all aspiring musicians out there, there is a right time and a right place in the music, in the song performance for those riffs and solos. You know, in the beginning I was just like going crazy and playing all over the place, and then someone had to scold me and say hello, strum your guitar. And I was like, "Well, what do you mean I'm jamming he said, "Yeah, but you're not doing any service to the song. You know there's a time and a place for it. You know, there's a time to sing the song. When you're singing, strum. And then if there is a solo given, then go ahead and play a solo. But when you play a solo, it needs to make sense. You know, the solo also has to have a melodic line to it. You know, there's jamming and then there's melodic solos that people will retain and remember. You know, those hook lines, you know, that people call. And so, again, you know, there's a lot of trial and error and a lot of growing up. I had to really wise up very quickly in my younger years, but you know, I don't regret anything. You know, the journey has been quite a journey, and I don't think I would have done anything different. Maybe I would have kind of tweaked a little mistake here and there, or some fool moments, you know, foolish moments there. And but for the most part, the journey has been quite a educational experience and quite a growing up experience, and it made me who I am today, and I'm very grateful.
Yeah, every step makes us where we are today. Exactly. I looked on YouTube at that Nahimini. I watched YouTube and I went, my gosh, look how young you are.
And
you
know, skinny,
like,
too.
Yeah, my gosh. Wow. It was so, yeah, it was wonderful.
Those were the days.
Yeah, well, congratulations on 30 fantastic years.
Mahalo.
Of sharing music and aloha. And
hey, mahalo to you guys, KKCR, for playing my music, you know. I mean, even the non-Hawaiian ones, you guys are, hey, let's give it a shot. You know, it's so cool. So thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we've been on the air for over 26 years.
Awesome.
We are still accepting pledges for our Escape the Algorithm membership drive. If any of our listeners have not donated or would like to donate again, we are still moving forward to our $60,000 goal. Right now we have received $30,465. We still have $29,535 to go.
A little over halfway there.
We're about 50% there, and so we have a little bit of ways to go, but we're working on it, and with your help, we can get there, and that will help us to stay on the air for another 6 months.
Yeah.
We do these membership drives twice a year.
Awesome.
And
maybe us musicians got to rise up to the call too, and see what we can do to help out too.
That's a great plan. Yeah.
Let's talk story about that.
Yeah. Yeah. In about 10 minutes, Annie's going to be here with her show. And so I'm going to say thank you, Eric. And
mahalo.
We'll talk in a few more minutes outside there.
Sure.
Thank you for joining me this morning. And I want to remind everyone that Eric is going to be at Ekana Kabila Kakoa with Moon Kawakahi and Melamina next Monday night at the Kauai Beach Resort.
Awesome.
It's going to be an awesome evening.
One of those things, you know. Thank you. Mahalo to KKCR. Mahalo to all of our listeners all around the world and to all of our beautiful people on the Garden Isle of Kauai. Mahalo ya okoa paupakahi. Mahalo.
Thank you so much, Eric.